Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Gleason, Dan Day, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Special show, Broward County National Showcase Week. And one of the themes taking place, obviously we have that local matchup, will be on Friday evening at his place at Coconut Creek. Coach Chris Juergen is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And how about that? You're in the Broward County Showcase, getting an opportunity to play a team from South Florida and Miami True North. I know you guys are excited coming off a big win over Plantation to start off the year. And as I said, you're one of the programs that everybody's be watching this year. Talk about that and an opportunity to play in such a prestigious event.
Thanks, Larry, for having me. And I just want to say thank you, for always showcasing our guys and doing it the right way and, you know, and showcasing not just our guys, but all these South Florida kids. You do a great job at doing that, and, you know, we appreciate you. We're excited about playing it. We thank the showcase guys, Sean, and all those guys there that, you know, that put this great event together. And it's something that's a national showcase, and nowhere across the nation they do this. When you got all these great teams coming down here in South Florida, but also too with the new piece they put with it this year is Broward versus Dade. We're really excited about it. That Dade and Broward, that competition, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you played in it before you play. They stuck you against Teddy Bridgewater and Northwestern right off the bat. I mean, but this is a game, and especially because you guys have been able to develop this team over the last couple of years and having an opportunity to play, you know, at home against a program like True North, who had a nice year last year, 10-3. You know, they came up with a big win over Columbus last year as well. Talk about your team, because, you know, we talk about a lot of these programs, and it's tough to hold on to your players in this day and age. Everybody wants to go here or there for some crazy reason, thinking that the grass is always greener. But you guys have been able to hold on to your players because you have them for so long. You've had a lot of these kids, you know, as, you know, when they were eighth graders going in the ninth grade, and you've been able to help them develop not only as football players, but student athletes and also as young men. Talk about that, because a lot of program people don't realize what you guys do over there in that positive way. And I think that's something that needs to be, you know, said, and a lot of people need to understand that. Yeah, you're about football, but you're about life as well.
Absolutely, and we're big on that. We're big on, you know, building the man. And these young men will be men soon, so we're big on that. I mean, also, too, showing them that we care, you know, outside of football. Because so when football season is over, we don't stop. We still connected to our guys, even when they leave and go to college or they go take up a trade. We've built that into the culture that we have here at Coconut Creek. Because a lot of coaches, after the football season, these kids don't see these coaches no more. They don't have a relationship with them. So what we do, we make sure that we're building this relationship with these kids, making sure that they understand that, you know, you got men that actually love you, you know, and care for you and want to make sure that you do what's right. And it goes around the county, you know, that if a kid leaves here, it's a reason why. You know, because we definitely keep our kids. And we do a good job at that, of taking them on college tours, spending time with them, making sure that they eat every day. And it's just a family atmosphere here that we've created and built. And also, too, Larry, our staff has been together 6 or 7 years. We're very consistent with our staff. And also, too, we don't allow anybody just to join our staff because we got to be able to trust you, because we built this thing like a family.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And not only that, you have an opportunity. And I see you guys at a lot of events. You go to a lot of, you know, camps. You send the kids, you know, to 7-on-7s, giving them an opportunity, you know, during the course of the off season, you know, to compete. And that's what the kids want. You know, they don't want to stay home, you know, on a Friday or a Saturday. They want to go out and play 7-on-7. And, you know, a lot of the linemen now, with the advent of these 5-versus-5 line camps, a lot of these lines are getting much better. and much bigger and giving them the opportunity. But the one thing too, and you just mentioned it, being part of the family, and I know all your coaches, and that's the one thing too. They support these young men and your administration. You got to give a shout out to an administration Absolutely. That's been there, that has been there, be, you know, right there for you, supporting, giving you what you need, you know, an athletic director that, you know, understands. Talk about that, because a lot of people don't single that out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So our administration here, we got full support. So last year we had Dr. Neer as the principal. She did, you know, she supported us fully. Whatever the football team needed, she was there for us. And she made sure that, you know, that we kept the standard. But also, too, now we have another principal, Ms. G. And you're talking about somebody that's amazing. You know, she has came in and kept this thing going for us and fully support what we do. And, you know, Larry, I always tell parents here that we don't allow anybody that's to come. If you're coming in our program, we're going to meet with you. We're going to sit down with the parents. We're going to tell the parents what our expectations are. Also, too, one of the things that we do is that, and maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio because other schools may start doing it, but it's all good. But also, too, you know, we're not a uniform school. But every football player that walks in this building, they're uniform. So they have on Coconut Creek football shirts, collar shirts, polos. We don't allow them to wear slides. They have to have on khaki or pants. So we're building it just like Roger has over at St. Thomas, just like Jones have it over at Chaminade. So we're building our program the same way. Well, my athletic director, Charles Hendricks, he's probably one of the best AADs around, you know, to fully support what we're doing, fully support the vision, you know, we rarely he tells us no because we try to do things the right way. So it makes it easier for me and our staff to build what we have because of the support that we have from administration and also to Patty Brown and her crew down at the district office.
Yeah. And not only that, as we're speaking with Coach Chris Yergin, the head coach at Coconut Creek, you got an opportunity, you know, to come off a win against Plantation. What did you get from that game? And what did you get from the preseason that, you know, obviously you got a tough schedule now, as we said, True North's really good program. But even after that, you guys are really going to get into the meat of the schedule. What have you guys taken away from the last couple of weeks that that'll be beneficial, you know, in the next couple of weeks?
Yes. Chemistry. Okay. You know, our standard is.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi, I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters. And we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our standard, which we will never change. But the chemistry these last few weeks, that's very, very important on what we're trying to build because, you know, once you get into the meat of your schedule, chemistry, it matters. You know, guys understanding their responsibility, guys understanding, you know, looking at the film and breaking down the film, understanding what their opponent is doing. You know, those are the things that we're getting now. You know, True North is a really good. You know, they got one of the best quarterbacks in South Florida with the Kid Cats, and they got a big old offensive tackle. Got receivers everywhere. They're very athletic. So we have to be disciplined. We have to be focused because this is one of those games that it can go either way. Because I think that we evenly match.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you took the game. I'm glad that I could assist because I thought this would be one of those great games. Friday night, 7 o'clock over at Coconut Creek. Coach, again, thank you enough for making time for us. We'll see you over there on Friday.
I appreciate you, Jet Larry. Thank you again for everything, man. You do a great job, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y. And if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.